everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
Yes, it's the radio.
It is. It's a show on the radio that we like to do because we like to talk about...
nothing.
No.
Ouch.
Oh, it's that joke again. It's video games. We like to talk about video games.
It's
because
video game season.
It. Oh, man, it is. We're going to be on like day two of 3 days of E3 when this goes up.
Yes.
And I'm sure Tuesday has lots of announcements we weren't expecting. And I'm sure this Wednesday has announcements that we're not expecting.
Yes.
And
video games.
Thursday.
Megan, explain what E3 is.
E3 is the Electronics Expo where people announce new consoles and new video games. It is held in
San Francisco,
yes.
It's called the Electronic Entertainment Expo, which is why it's called E3. That's where the three comes in.
I got confused. I know it's in San Francisco, but it was held in Las Vegas once.
I'm sure. It's
before it collapsed.
Okay. Anyway, so it's the biggest, we'll say, game thing. Although Sony won't be showing up this year, which they, I don't know why. Once again, maybe they're going to have some sort of other thing. Maybe they're banking on other shows.
Well, the rumor mill says that they want to like build up something for the PlayStation 5.
Yeah.
We can't put any money on that yet.
No, that's what I was also, like, that is also what I've heard slash been thinking. And I wouldn't, like, I would assume that that's what they're waiting for, but also kind of like, eh. I guess we've already seen the stuff that they're coming out with, which in this case is like Death Stranding, Last of Us 2. Don't know anything else because I don't care. Sorry, Sony.
Well, people are saying we're getting to the tail end of this generation of consoles.
Yes, and it's true.
It's very bittersweet whenever that happens because, one, I like what's going on with the consoles right now and I like what I'm seeing so far. And also, I don't want to shell out that much money for a new console.
Yeah, and it's just sort of like the only thing that could really upsell me on, like, I would never get the other Xbox unless it was amazing. But the PlayStation 5 or whatever, if it had built-in VR, that's the thing that would make it. But also, it can't be $1,000 because then I will not buy it. I'll just put that out there, easy peasy. And I feel that that's probably what it will be. But, yeah, anyways, we'll see what happens when that happens. Like,
well, whenever they strike a price point like that, there's a big old fight to get it down as far as they possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
So let's hope. So anyway, E3, it's happening this week. You can watch the live feeds on YouTube. That's what I'm going to be doing, is watching some live feeds on YouTube. It's going to be good. But we still have video games now that we like to play, and you ended up getting let into the beta of a very cool game.
Yeah, I don't remember when I applied for this, but obviously I did. It was for the beta of Sky, The Children of Light, which is the newest game for that game company, who did Journey, Flower, Flow,
They had some.
There's another one
Abzu?
That I forget. No,
Abzu had some crossover with
Abzu. The only similarities was the art director, and I'm pretty sure that's it. And the music, but that's it. Wasn't the same company at all. They're different. There was Giant Squid that did Abzu.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I do this every time.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
So Sky is really cool. Like, I'm not going to go into a lot of what it is about. I will sort of touch on, like, what I think they're doing and then sort of what is general knowledge to the peoples. Because this game actually comes out in July, so it's not that far away. The reason it is open, or it's beta testing, is because there is a huge interactive component to this, which... This is also stated in, like, the website. So it's not like I'm giving stuff away if you are interested. I don't know how much this game will be. I don't think it'll be that expensive. Like, probably maybe $20 to $30 maybe. But Journey wasn't also that expensive either. Like, I don't believe. I think it was...
It really wasn't. It was released primarily digitally, so they had to keep the price down. I believe it was initially released at about a $30 price point.
Yeah, or something. But you can also now get it for... They also just released Journey on PC, side note. So you can now play Journey on PC if you want to experience that, because it's fantastic.
Even all these years later, it still holds up. It's so beautiful and so much fun.
This is very, like, Sky does remind me a lot of Journey. It sort of almost seems like, in a way, it reminds me of how Inside is so much better than Limbo, but Journey actually still holds up versus, like, Inside and Limbo, because I feel... those games, if we're talking about by Playdead, Limbo, and the Inside by Playdead.
Extremely similar layouts and play styles.
Yeah, you can just tell one is like the incredibly polished version of another, which is fine. And you could say this is similar with Journey, but I almost think it's just like they took Journey and then they pushed it to an even further limit. And in the fact with, like, the interactive capability, because you're technically playing with other people. And I assume at one point you will be able to chat with other people. There is sort of a friendship thing in this that you can do. Like, you can interact with other people. It's very cute. There's a bunch of sort of emotions that you can get. One thing I really hope that they won't introduce is microtransactions, and that's something that I could see very easily put in a game like this. Like, it kind of is that kind of game where they want you to play every day sort of thing. You get something for playing every day, but ultimately I do feel that this game has like an ending. Like, there is a beginning and end versus something like one of those games where you play every day sort of thing.
Yeah, so you had me try it out as well on your iPad yesterday.
Yes.
And it was a lot of fun. Some of the controls are a little weird if you're not used to it, because I'm looking for joysticks and there's no joysticks for the iPad.
No, yeah. I would say this game might be better with a controller, but just because I have played quite a bit. Like, I've played at least a good 4 to 6 hours of this, at least-ish. Because it's really fun. Like, the interactive component is really neat. Like, there's even, you can play games with people, like hide and go seek. I'm not sure what else. But there's a very cool interactive component, but there's a very really good, like, solo component to this where you can just play it by yourself.
And wasn't initially Flow and Flower released on PC as well before they eventually made their way onto a console?
Either that or that, but...
Or initial iPad games, like the first iPad games.
Why are you bringing that up, though?
Because I'm hoping that since this is right now an iPad game, that they will eventually port it.
Well, I mean, let's stop you there, because you didn't do research, because it's going to be for, like, literally everything.
Good.
Sky is going to be for Android, it's going to be for iOS, it's going to be for Mac, it's going to be for PC, it's going to be for console.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. So, I wonder how they will deal with that via, you know, like, if they'll have different servers for different platforms, probably, just how it will work that way, which, obviously, if your friends have iPads, you know, you would want to play it on an iPad. I don't know how easy it is to find your friends. Like, in Journey, there is a way, 100%, you can find your friends, but ultimately, it is, like, randomized in Journey. So I would assume there must be more than one server for this to play on, like for people on iPads and people on the phone or whatever. Like, I don't think there'll just be one, but there probably is definitely a way that you can connect with your actual friends, like your friends that have the iPad and your friends with them, right? Because there is a lot of, you want to hang out with people. There's stuff to do with more than one person in this game.
And they had nicknames. I'm not sure if I'm spoiling anything or not.
No, I made up the nicknames.
There you go. You get to nickname your own people that you find.
Yes. So, yeah, it is really funny because obviously I don't know any of the people that I'm testing the beta with. But, yeah, one of the things, I guess this isn't too big of a spoiler, but, yeah, when you become friends with people, you get to nickname them, which is weird because you kind of obviously nickname them before you know them. And so, yeah, I've just been naming people very randomly. But mostly nice, like, well, all nice things. Basically, like, friendo, lovely, boyo. I named one mom.
I love that one.
I'm really just sort of playing around. And I assume that when the game is released, my account will be wiped. So none of this will really matter in the long run. But I will know where stuff is, hopefully, so I can do that. But otherwise, like, I'm having fun. I like the controls for the most part. There is a learning curve, but it's not bad, especially for, like, the iPad, where it's, like, it's a screen that I'm touching. Like, there's no buttons. There is sort of a button when you have your finger on the screen, but otherwise, there's no buttons, you know. There is one button, I guess, is to jump / fly. But that's it. That button is that's why it's there.
It takes a bit of practice, but it's not that rough.
And I wonder, like, even for console, like, if you were having a hard time with something like the iOS or the Android version, like a console version or the PC version where you can have a controller or something just a little to finesse a little more, because, like, to be honest, a lot of that you do fly in this. Like, I would just maybe you assume by the title Sky. And if you have played Journey, it is very similar. It reminds me a lot of Journey. And, like, obviously, I think this is probably obvious. Another thing it does remind me of is Fae, or F-E, F-E.
Fae, yeah.
F-E. And just sort of in, like, the worlds that there are. But it I like it. I think there's a lot of room for it to grow, especially, like, more than this. DLC, maybe, like, sort of thing.
Well, it reminds me a lot of the style of the art reminds me of Majora's Mask, superimposed upon a Journey situation, too. It's very...
Why? Majora's Mask?
No.
No, you're thinking of Wind Waker.
That is totally what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, Megan.
I blame the heat wave.
Oh, no. You think before you speak.
So, yeah, it is very much a Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker, Veneer on a Journey situation.
And then I guess, it's more colorful than Journey.
Yeah.
Journey was pretty colorful, but this is sort of like, it's different. I like it a lot. It does remind me of other stuff, but I don't know. That's fine. It's cute. It looks good. You know, there's a bunch of neat little things in it. And I think people who like Journey will love this. And once again, I hope they don't put microtransactions in it, because that would make me sad, because I don't like that kind of stuff. I would rather it just be like a chill game you pay once for and it's fine. Like, I'll pay $30 for it if that is... You know,
if I get the full game that
and there's no microtransactions. Fine. Done. But it looks really cool. I think people will definitely want to play it. And I think, like, I'm excited for when the full version comes out. Like, I don't know. The only problem I've been having so far with my beta is sometimes it, like, disconnects. But it's just, like, very much you press the retry button and it's like, okay, we're good, bye.
But that's why they're sending out a beta for people to test anyway, so that's nice polished by the time it does get released.
For sure. And so far I haven't found any major bugs. Obviously, we're about a month away from release, so you would hope that most of, like, anything that is extremely game breaking is not there anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be, I think, once again, I think people will like it. I think it'll be a good game.
So that is Sky by that game company.
No microtransactions, please.
Thank you. No microtransactions. Yes.
I just could see it. They're just, but I have a lot of faith in that game company that they won't do that, because I feel you could have probably also had microtransactions in Journey somehow. And
this was before that got all super
kinda. It was on the edge of that, but yeah. I feel it was maybe too quote unquote indie.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, Megan, what did you finally get to play?
Well, I finally got to come home and play some Sonic Mania, and you know what?
It's good.
It's so good. Yeah, oh my god.
So funny. It's I love so that good. I'm like, Megan, you should play this game. You'd probably like it. And you're like, okay. And then like 4 years later, you're like, wow, this game is great.
Well, you know what it was is that, well, I had a Sonic game, and I think it was just the handheld version of Sonic Mania, or Sonic Generations, that's what I had last time, which was supposed to deliver everything that Sonic Mania is doing. So last time, I felt like I got burned by Sega and Nintendo when they released a Sonic game like sort of like this.
Yeah, but this is not like that. This is not by, like, the Team Sonic. No offense, Team Sonic. This is by, like, people who actually love Sonic the Hedgehog. That's and harsh to say.
No, it's totally legit. And
yeah. It shows, though. No,
it does.
Yeah.
So it starts off, you think you're starting to play the third Sonic game, Sonic 3, or also Sonic and Knuckles, and you're going to Angel Island. And it starts off normally enough, and then suddenly something weird happens. Eggman shows up with an emerald and warps you to the first game. Yeah. And gives you a whole remix of the first level of the first game.
Yeah. I don't know much about... I have played Sonic, but I was more of a Sonic comics person. So my Sonic comics is vastly different and weirder.
The storylines overlap. Everything they got.
I know, but it's still weirder.
So you're playing through this game, and you've got new bosses. You've got remixes of the original music, and there are new levels. And the new levels definitely have a more modern touch to them, like music-wise and aesthetic, but they're also very, very good. This is the game that I've always wanted to play since Sonic and Knuckles.
Since a good Sonic game came out 20 years ago. Oh.
And you have the choice of playing with Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, Sonic, and Tails together. Mm-hmm. And then there is DLC where you can get
Mighty the Armadillo and Ray the Flying Squirrel.
Yes, which were, as you had pointed out, only comic characters to this point?
No, actually, Ray was in a, it was called Sega Sonic the Hedgehog. And it was like a pinball game or something.
Oh, Spinball? Sonic Spinball?
No, Sonic Spinball. Sega Sonic the Hedgehog. This is the first time I've ever heard of that game in my life, but apparently he was there. But I think he wasn't really in anything until, like, he was in the comic, and then now he's, you know, a little more in, he's in games now.
He's
Mighty,
there.
I feel, is a character I know way more than...
Well, he was one of the Chaotix, and he was also a comic character, and he was part of the, not Sonic Team Racing, but this racing game for the GameCube. I know it was on there, and for the PlayStation.
I don't know, but there was another, there's a couple games.
So this game is pretty much everything that I wanted. I've got the Green Hill Zone music. I've got the Flying Battery Hill Zone music. I am waiting and still playing and really excited to get through the rest of this game. And it is harder than the original games, too, I'm going to point out.
Isn't that sort of nice? Like, did you want to breeze through Sonic games?
No. Well, it's different, and I like it. It's really, really good. And right now it's free with your PlayStation Plus, but it's also not that expensive just to download.
No, like, it's been out for a really long time.
It has been.
As well. But, and I would say, like, the DLC is probably worth it. Like, it looks interesting. It looks cute. I wonder if there's an actual two-player. Like, you could do two-player, right?
There is a competitive mode.
Oh, no.
I wish we could activate both the PlayStation controllers that we have, so one of us could play as Tails when we're doing the Sonic and Tails bits.
Yes, but because I'm like competitive mode. Oh no, I'm going to lose at Sonic.
You work together when you're playing as Sonic and Tails.
Yeah, see, I'm like, we could do that because all I do is like fly around. That would be all I would do. I'm helping, but yeah, like it's to be honest, it's beautiful looking. Like it's not a remastered version because all of the sprites are different. Like you can tell that they're slightly different. You know, they look a little rander, maybe a little cuter. I think it's that because it's by Tyson Hess, I believe is his name. He did like the designs and a lot of animations for it. And yeah, I personally think they're adorable and they really remind me of like Sonic CD sort of thing, like Sonic Boom.
Yep.
Yeah, which is like that's kind of the thing that I, as a child, that was the one thing of Sonic I saw a lot of, and I was like, I love this. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. I didn't know what it meant, but I was like, this is the best part of the video game.
And you got bonus levels from other games, too. Mm-hmm. So you've been watching me struggle through the balloon popping or the balloon finding game.
Yes.
You were going around this 3D landscape of
an
a globe.
Orb. Yeah.
An orb. Trying to get all the blue balloons and not touch any of the red balloons.
Because you lose.
It's hard.
And then there's ones that bounce you back. And it's like a weird forced perspective. Like, it moves with you. I get it. But then there's also the little racing ones. And I think they've changed them, right? Because normally they were just like you race down a tube.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Instead, I'm chasing down this robot. I was expecting the tube one from Sonic 2, which I used to be really good at.
And now you have to get good at this one.
I hate it. Oh, and no. I love it at the same time.
Well, it's cool. Like, I like the little bonus levels. And that one especially, because it leads you, obviously, if you lose all your rings, you die. But there is a lot of chances not to die in that one. Or I guess there's also a time limit. But it's fair, I feel. Like, and I like a fair, but, like, at least it's challenging, but fair. That's how I put it.
And the good thing about this is, speaking of timer, you do have the option on your files to turn off the timer in your level, so you can take as long as you want to explore if you want.
Yeah, which is probably valid in these kind of, like, Sonic was always a game where you kind of wanted to look around at stuff, but you're like, uh-oh, I will die.
You have 10 minutes to get through this level
or else that stressful music
is going to happen.
Yeah, or then, like, and in Sonic games, especially, like, I find in the water levels, I get turned around so easily, and in the water levels, you just have the terrifying music and die. So, you know, like, the terrifying countdown. So I do appreciate the timer. It also is sort of like one of those accessibility issues, right? For people, maybe you just have a little bit harder time getting through the game. Just give you some extra time to actually do it. / all the time, which is great. Love it.
So Sonic Mania, it's, like I said, out right now for PS Plus, but it's also not that expensive just to purchase. I highly recommend picking it up, especially if you're an old Sonic fan like myself. And especially if you want to go back to enjoying Sonic instead of seeing what's been coming out from Sega lately pertaining to this particular property.
This blue boy. He looks great. Sonic looks great. Knuckles looks great. Tails looks great. They're all really cute looking. There's like Puyo Puyo Tetris.
Oh, that's one of the boss battles. Yeah. I didn't expect it.
Which is really funny and just sort of like cute. Like, I don't know. Like, it embraces a lot of the things that, well, it embraces all the stuff that made Sonic really good, right? And then it makes them, it exemplifies them, just makes them shinier.
So, yeah, that's a thing we've got. And tomorrow, because I still have a day off, I'm going to start playing Borderlands.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a thing, because I may as well give it a try. And then if I don't like it, I'll go back to Sonic.
Yeah, probably. It'll happen.
So, last week we had a Nintendo Direct with new Pokemon updates.
Oh, yeah. There's a, yeah, big old one.
Yeah.
So we saw the legendary So this is all, well, I'm going to say it's spoilers for the Nintendo Direct if you want to keep, because some people do want to, like, keep themselves, like, totally unknown about the new Pokemon, which is totally fine. But they did release the new legendaries. Yeah.
Yep, and it is exactly like the logos. It's a sword dog and a shield dog.
Yeah, but I like them a lot. They're cute. I would assume there's something else. Obviously, there's going to be a third something. People are like, it's the gun dog. The gun dog will
be
the third. Wow. Anyway, it looks good. My only one complaint is I do not like the new battle gimmick, which is the Dynamax thing, which is basically your Pokemon get really, really, really big.
But they have a limit of 3 turns that they get to be that big, and it's only one of them per battle.
I know, but it's still, I don't really appreciate this gimmick. I guess they're going to give it some reason. Like, they're in this region, for some reason, when Pokemon battle for 3 turns, they get really, really, really big. So there'll be some reason. I'm not the biggest fan in it because I think it's a, like, It's not as good of a mechanic as like the mega evolutions, which is Digimon, but whatever. but like Mega, is that what they were called?
There was a Mega. There was.
Am I wrong? What are they called? Whatever. They're super Z forms.
Z forms.
No, I'm lying. That's not what they're called either. Anyway,
Z attacks was a thing.
Yes. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of new Pokemon, and they are sort of like, obviously, I think they're trying to be British-y themed because this is Pokemon Britain, right? Pokemon
yeah.
UK kind of thing, because we have a sheep Pokemon, so sheep are common there.
Wooloo.
We have Wooloo, which is very cute. We have Corviknight, which is a knight bird, like raven.
Because they got ravens there that the royal family will always rule so long as they got ravens in that particular tower.
There's ravens that run around the castles. Anyway, there's...
And a snapping turtle.
Yeah, I was like, that. He's okay. Like, it looks great. Visually, it looks great. I'm not so keen on whatever that battle thing is, but visually, like, this, it looks like a beautiful Pokemon game. Like, they're fully utilizing, like, what the Switch can do with 3D technology.
You get to control a camera now, and just to see what's around you and what Pokemon are around you. And you have the chance to have four-person battles against special Pokemon,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, will be neat, except for the Dynamax thing, we'll see what happens. I'm on the fence on that one. We'll see what works and what doesn't.
I'm like, you know what? But here's the thing. I was sort of grumpy about the Mega Evolutions as well. I don't remember what they're called, so that's just what I'm going to call them for right now. So maybe I'll like it, but I don't think I will. I like the other one. What was the other one in Pokemon, previous Pokemon? The Sun Moon? No, the other, yeah, Sun Moon.
That was the Mega Evolutions.
No, Megan.
Oh, no, that's the Z moves.
No.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. That's where Z moves came from.
Yeah.
So,
you get to dance.
Was a little bit, that at least I can understand with that region, I guess. So I'm going to assume they're going to make a reason with the region. I hate that those words are so similar.
A regional reason.
Yeah. But yeah. Whatever. It looks beautiful. Looks really cool. Looks fun. I'm excited to see all the other Pokemon. Like, I like the new one so far. Like, so.
I can't wait to see what Wooloo evolves into. And a lot of people are making the prediction that it's going to be a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Yeah, like a wolf one. The only thing is, if there are wolves in... There aren't any wolves in Ireland. I know that. But... we'll see. Like, maybe it'll be one of those gendered things, or it'll be like a different kind of sheeps. But anyway.
And the important thing is we get to carry our Pokemon over from previous games.
Yeah, which is really nice. I'm excited for this Pokemon. Like, maybe not right now. Maybe when I see the whole Pokedex, I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to get that one and that one and that one. But I do, yeah. This will be a very nice companion to, like, let's go Pikachu and Eevee. Like, this is probably, those are probably, you know, stepping stones for.
They want to see what the Switch could do for a Pokemon game. That was a tester sort of scenario.
Yeah.
And if you're not too keen on it when it does come out, you can live vicariously through me.
Okay. Or you can just give it to somebody else like me.
No.
Okay.
All right, everybody. We're getting to the end of our show. That's everything we have for you for this week.
And by getting to the end means the end.
Yeah, I mean it is the end.
Yeah.
I want to go home and play more Sonic.
Sonic is waiting.
Sonic
Good
is
Good Sonic is waiting.
I got to get through Tails' little line there.
I got
to do it. All right, everybody. You have yourself a good rest of the week and keep slacking.
Bye.